Well, today we're looking at baptism. This is so exciting. It really, really is. Unless it's just a ritual, and then it's not very exciting. But from the Word of God, it means a brand new beginning. Like when you go under that water, it's just water. And when you come out, you are all wet. And that's not a big deal because it happened just walking in the building today. You know, we got sprinkled upon. But for this to be in God's Word, there has to be a rich, exciting truth that you and I can live in every day. Do you want to find out about that this morning?
Yeah.
I kind of thought so. So let's take a look, first of all, at Romans chapter 6. And I took it from the Message Bible because it's kind of fun, the wording of it, especially when I've been so baptized in King James. It's kind of fun to dive into the Message Bible. It says this, so what do we do? Keep on sinning? Because Paul's talking this portion of Scripture about the wonderful provision of God for the forgiveness of sin. So he says, should we just keep on sinning? He says, I should hope not. For we've left the country where sin is sovereign. How can we still live in our old house there? Or didn't you realize we packed up and left there for good? That is what happens in baptism. When we went under the water, we left the old country of sin behind. When we came out of the water, we entered into the new country of grace, a new life in a new land. Now, this is looking all the way back to the time when Israel, all the Hebrews, were locked up in Egypt, okay? They were under the power and the control of Pharaoh. They were under the power of Egypt. They were slaves, okay? Now, I wonder, how many of us this morning have ever been a slave to sin? A slave to sin? I see hands. Okay, yeah. I've been a slave to sin. I was a slave to smoking and to smoking. And I was a slave to all sorts of things, okay? And God sets us free, just like he set the children of Israel free. So let's see what else he says here. That's what happened. That's what baptism into the life of Jesus Christ means. When we are lowered into the water, it is like the burial of Jesus. And when we're raised out of the water, it's like the resurrection of Jesus. Each one of us is raised into a light-filled world by our Father so that we can see where we are going in our new grace-sovereign country. Could it be any clearer? The old way of life was nailed to the cross with Jesus. A divisive end to that sin-miserable life. No longer at sin's every beck and call. What he is saying here is that through this ritual of baptism, okay? Through the ritual of baptism, the power of sin is cut off. The Egyptians ran after Israel. God said, I'm going to set you free. And they were so excited to be set free. And we'll look at that a little bit more. They actually had a great big old party. They were dancing. Miriam had the tambourine. You know, she's banging it out and everybody's dancing, having a great time. They were set free. And Egypt, what happened to the Egyptians that followed after them? The Red Sea parted. They walked through. And then what happened? Remember what happened to the Egyptians? What? They were drowned. The waters came and drowned them. They couldn't get them anymore, okay? They couldn't whip them and say, more bricks, less straw. They couldn't whip them and say, build, you know, the cities for Pharaoh and for his glory. That power ended. And that is the beauty of baptism. Dead people don't sin. Isn't that great? Dead people don't sin. And when they, you know, take you, like today, and you can't even baptize yourself. Oh, you can dive in a pool, but dead people don't bury themselves. So in baptism today, you know, we have to hold that, somebody's going to hold that person, because they're dead, and they're going to dunk them in that water and bury them. Bury them. Okay? Now, we don't leave them there. If you leave them there too long, they will be dead. Okay? So we're not killing anybody this morning. Just the old nature. So then, after that person's down there, holding their breath, who's doing the baptizing today? Are you Brady? Okay, so everybody knows Brady. You like Brady? Yeah, Brady's a cool guy. You think Brady's going to hold you down there long enough until you start kicking and saying, "Ah, let me up!" I don't think that's going to happen today, okay? And those of you who are... Kevin, who's Kevin, anyhow? Kevin, yeah, okay. So if Brady does that, you got this whole group of, like, Caucasian people, you know, who are going to come to your rescue. Because we're here to support, we're going to support Kevin. Brady's not killing him today. Okay, so it's just really a lot of fun. Okay, so Kevin today is going to go down in that water. And the old man, Kevin, the old guy Kevin, is dead. Kevin is dead. But don't anybody shed a tear, because Brady is going to pick up Kevin and bring him back up. And Kevin, then, he will have walked through the symbolism of living the resurrected life in Christ, which is fantastic. So that happens today, symbolically. But the fact is that the truth of baptism should be operating in our lives every day. Every day. Today, Kevin's going to die. And his friends will not mourn because he will be resurrected. The Apostle Paul said, "I die daily." Oh, that sounds morbid. But what he is saying is my old nature is laid to rest every day so that I can have resurrection life every day. Oh, man, I can't think of a more exciting way to live. Can you? Resurrection life every day. Fresh eyes, new vision, new life every day. It's so exciting. This is what it means to be a Christian, a genuine Christian who's walking in the Spirit. So he says this, if we get included in Christ's sin-conquering death, we're also included in his life-saving resurrection. We know that when Jesus was raised from the dead, it was a signal of the end of death as the end. No longer is death the end. We're going to face death today and new life. Never again will death have the last word. When Jesus died, he took sin down with him. But alive, he brings God down from heaven to us. From now on, think of it this way. Sin speaks a death language. That means nothing to you. God speaks your mother tongue, whether it's, you know, some Asian language, Mandarin or something, or English. He speaks your native tongue, and you hang on every word. You are dead to sin and alive to God. That is what Jesus did. That's an exciting picture of baptism today. I love it. I absolutely love that concept. Now, the idea is that there's two words for baptism. One is that you just, like, you dunk something in, you take it out, okay? And I'll read you a little recipe here, or words from a recipe written shortly after the time that Christ died. Another word for baptism, and that baptism isn't even an English word, okay? I think it's either Greek or I think it's Greek. It's a Greek word, and the translators just weren't sure what to do with this word, so they just left it, and they anglicized it, making it baptism. Instead of baptismo or baptize. So, this beautiful example, I found this recipe, and it shows the meaning of these original words from the Greek text. This was written by a poet and a physician. His name is Nicander. And he had this recipe. He had a hobby. He loved to cook. And he had a recipe for pickles. And it's a helpful notion here, or definitions of words, because it uses both words. Nicander says that in order to make a pickle, the vegetable slash cucumber should first be dipped into boiling water and then dipped in a vinegar solution. Okay, both verbs concern the immersing of vegetables in a solution, but the first is a temporary, you know, a scalding of it or dipping. The second, the act of baptizing vegetables produces a permanent change. When used in the New Testament, this word is used often. So, what he's saying is that once this pickle, once this cucumber is dipped in vinegar along with spices, like garlic and mustard seed, it's permanently changed. You can never take a pickle from a big jar of those Vlasic dill pickles, kosher dill pickles, take it out and somehow turn it back into a cucumber. It'll never happen. And that's the same picture of baptism. The word is also used in dyeing fabric. If I take my sweater off, you know, and dip it in a solution, or dip it in this. Whose is this? Man, it looks delicious. Oh, my goodness. If I dip my sweater into this, it will never be the same. Okay? It'll be a delicious sweater, but it'll never look the same. And so it is with baptism. If we get the spiritual truth, we are never the same, because God says that he has new life for us. I love this. Mark 16:16 says, he that believes and is baptized is saved. Now think about it. What if we just walk down the street and you've got, let's say you've got a swimming pool, okay, on one of those little kiddie swimming pools. And, but it's a deep one. Let's say it's about this deep. And you put it on a trailer, okay? And we do drive-by baptisms, okay? Like, we get Kevin, because he's tall, and his friends. And we all load up in my van, and I've got my trailer. I've got a trailer, and I put this pool on the back of it, okay? And we drive along. We say, huh, look at that guy. He's got piercings, tattoos. I think he needs to be saved. Let's do a drive-by baptism, because it says that if we baptize them, they'll be saved. So we drive by. These guys jump out of the car. They grab the guy. They dunk him in the pool. And they say, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, we baptize you. And you pull him out. Is the guy saved? No. So what is this scripture saying? Okay. Mark 16:16. He that believes and is baptized. So you have to have this belief system. And then the baptism, I want you to get this today above everything else. The baptism is a total immersion. Okay? Now, when you guys are baptized today, okay, you're dunked down. What is the last thing that goes under the water? Your head. Okay? Yeah, your head. And we got to get the head baptized. Okay? The head, the thinking, the understanding. We are transformed. Not by baptism, but by the renewing of our minds. And so what I hope to do today by the Spirit of God is to show us some baptisms that are pretty active all the time in our lives that maybe we're not fully realizing, okay? And we'll get to that in just a little bit. So why water? Have you ever wondered, why water? Well, it's readily available, okay? But water is the most universal solvent on the entire planet. And our human bodies are made up, they say, between 80 and 90% water. So there's just this natural example that has a spiritual truth. Water is a solvent. You know, if I were to put that on this, I would need a solvent to get that out. There are already some stains in our lives that need to be removed. And water is a solvent for that. So God removes things from our lives symbolically and realistically through this, okay? We have, as I've already mentioned, the Old Testament example with Moses. And I want to look at that story just a little bit more, because there were powers of darkness that were broken. In Hebrews 11, it says, by faith, Moses forsook Egypt. Egypt is a type of this world. Okay?
Anybody see American Idol this last week? Asians don't watch American Idol? Really? Nobody saw American Idol? Oh my goodness. Okay. Oh, okay, okay. All right, good. There's one honest guy who... You saw part of it. Oh my goodness, look at this. All right, come on, who else? What, Kevin? Okay. Okay. Well, there is like, you know, this whole like worldly thing about it. Now, I really enjoy the program because, well, this year the judges are so much nicer since they got rid of the other guy whose name I won't mention. But anyhow, yeah, they're so much nicer. And their comments, have you heard what they say? They get these four people singing, you know, and the judges are reading their spirit. They're not just like listening, but they read them. You know, it's like, Scotty, this would be Simon. No, this is, what's that guy? Randy Johnson. Dude, I don't care what you can sing the phone book, dog. Okay, that's how he talks. He says, and then what's her name? Jennifer comes up and she's like, Scotty. She looks at, I just love you. You're just so nice, you know. And then that other girl, I don't remember her name. Anyhow, she comes up, she goes, you know, honey, we just can't figure, we don't know who you are. You sound good no matter what you sing. You do a lot of growling, and I'm sure the dogs in the neighborhood are kind of listening to that. But, you know, if you've seen the program, you know what I'm talking about. They read their spirit because people are under something. They're under kind of a mode of operation. Okay, Scotty is under that country thing. He sings a lot about God, you know. And that tall African-American guy, he too, you know, they read his spirit. And they said, you know, you are sincere to your beliefs. And what you sing about is what you believe. He would not sing a song they wanted him to sing because it wasn't in keeping with his belief system. So people walk around under something. And when these children of Israel were in Egypt, they were under Pharaoh. They were stone cutters. God set them free to become stone cutters to build his temple. They had to labor for their food while they were in Egypt. Once they went through the Red Sea as kind of a baptism, symbolically, God sent food from heaven. People, we should expect living manna every day from our God. That's what he promised. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. They were very poor. They left very rich. They borrowed stuff from everybody, and they just kind of took it with them, okay? They were afflicted while they were in Egypt, but when they were in the wilderness, they were protected. They were slaves, and then God called them out to be free, kings and priests. They were covered with mud, and then they were covered with glory. They had no hope. They came out. They had great promises. They were under worldly authority of men, and they came out and they were under godly authority, that is God himself, and through Moses. They had no possessions when they were there, and they came out with many possessions and the promise of a new land. This is what God has for every one of us every day. It's awesome. They were not a nation. They became a nation. Okay? So all these things that God wants to do in our lives. Now, the idea behind baptism is the idea of immersion, being completely submerged. Today, the Christian ritual of water baptism takes place in rivers, like the Jordan. I've baptized people at Walled Lake, you know, ponds, and in church baptismal tanks. Ancient cathedrals, and so on. But whenever this happens, one truth prevails. The person is symbolically buried and resurrected to new life. Now, Jesus, of course, faced baptism as well. And he left that as a pattern for us. And I want us to understand something. All the people are going to be baptized today. Symbolically, they're going down, they're dead. As we said, dead people don't sin. Okay? Now, how many of you here have been baptized before today? Raise your hand if you've been baptized. Okay, good. Have you ever sinned after you were baptized? Okay, Eric has... Okay, oh, a lot of sinners here today. Okay, good. All right, so we've all sinned afterwards. So why go through the baptism thing if you're supposed to be dead, resurrected, new life, and then you keep sinning? Let's not just study doctrine. How does this work? How does this work? I can tell you can read in any book, the power of Egypt is dead. The power of the world is dead. The power of resurrection is in operation. That is either a theory or it's a reality, depending on how we respond in daily life. All right? Now, Jesus said this. I love it. It makes it very clear. Therefore, my Father loves me because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. Okay? I'm going to lay down my life. They're going to kill me. I'm going to die. It's going to be a type that everybody can follow. They can die too in their old nature and then be resurrected. He said, no man takes it from me. I lay it down of myself, and I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. Let me tell you, after you are baptized, you still have the power to go on sinning or to stop sinning. It's totally up to you. That is how it works, okay? Because God has given us a free will, a free will to do whatever we choose, all right? So we'll just cover the baptism of water today. But what I wanted to show you was this little, I just got this brainstorm last night. It's like so exciting. I like to make things as clear as I can. This little thing is you, okay? And I can wind this up and this thing will move, all right? This, stop that. This is a picture of living in the submerged, I'm going to draw water lines here, okay? There we go. Right, see the water? It's underwater now, okay? And this is a picture of being under the covering of God, under his baptism, and under his resurrection power. This, who's this? Who is that?
Einstein.
Einstein, okay, he's the man. Yep, that's Einstein. So I'm going to put Einstein right there. I'm going to back this up, actually. Here, hang on. And I know Asians love to get good grades. Isn't that right?
No.
No? All right, Asians are liars. No. All right, whoops, wrong one. What did I do with Einstein? There he is. Okay, so here we've got this whole idea. This is influencing, okay? Here's you. You're going to be in here. And as you go through life, the whole thing about grades is going to try to get you, okay? Does anybody know Tony Parker?
I do now.
Okay. I guess he's a basketball player, okay? So, sports. Sports is going to try to have its influence in our lives, all right? Oh, do you know who this is? Jimi Hendrix. I was at his concert, okay? Not lately, but anyhow, a long time ago, before I was baptized, I went to his concert. And you know what? I was baptized in his concert. Baptized into his brand of music. Okay? The whole room was filled with Hendrix. His purple haze is what we breathed. Okay? All right, so there's many kinds of baptisms, is what I'm saying, all right? And here's Lady Gaga. She was on American Idol the other night. All right, so there we have these baptisms. Now I want to ask you this. What are you baptized into? All right? Is it the Holy Spirit and God's presence, or do we get baptized in other things? All right? Now I'm going to take this little guy, and I'm going to wind him up. And as this goes through life, okay, all these influences are trying to get at it, all right? They try to get at it. But as we are covered in God, these forces can't get at us, all right? So it's important today, as we study a truth about baptism, God's baptism, being immersed in him, okay? And the cool thing is that he doesn't leave us with water baptism. He moves us on to a baptism in the Holy Spirit. And as you look at Scripture, there are several baptisms. Water, Holy Spirit, and fire. And if that is so true, God doesn't just say, oh, I think I'll create a new thing. Let's create baptism. No. It's a reality that functions in our lives all the time. How many of you know people who are baptized in sports? Okay. Baptized in the arts, maybe music, maybe drama. Okay. Baptized in education. Okay. And there's one baptism. Now, this morning as I was getting ready, I'm going to end with this. This morning as I was getting ready, I walked outside and it was cold. And I thought, oh man, I got to get a hat. So I put my hat on. All right. You're laughing at me. Okay. So then I thought, you know what? My neck is kind of cold, so I got my scarf. Okay. And then I thought, I got to put a jacket on because I got to run outside. I got to go into school. And I got all my stuff together. So I put myself together and I walked by a mirror. And I went, dude, you look so weird. You are really strange. This looks like, you know, it just looked weird to me. I don't know. I'm thinking, the hat is kind of like my Italian fedora. Okay, so I'm Italian. All right. The shirt says I, which is love in Chinese. Okay, I got it in China last time I was there. The scarf was a drive-by buying. I just looked at it. I liked it, so I bought it. The shoes are from Skecher. All right. The sweater is ancient. As a matter of fact, the secretary came up to me 2 weeks ago, and she goes, I don't know how to tell you this, but your sweater's like really out of style. You know? I don't care. Okay? But as I walked by the mirror, I looked and I thought, whoa, what is this package? And I'm thinking about baptism. And I'm here to tell you that there's one God, one Spirit, one baptism. That's what the Scripture says. And I looked at myself and I thought, Italian, Asian, American-made, this is nautical-looking. I thought, and it's all on one. How does this work? And your lives are many pieces. You probably have friendships. You have interests that God put inside of you. You have parents. You have a church. You have all of these influences in your life, and they all come together in one person because you have one vision. And that is to have resurrection life in Christ. So even though you have a lot of different things going on in life, they all come together as you submit it all to God in baptism and enjoy that new life. I'm an artist. I love mechanics. I like building hot rods. I make pottery. I do paintings. You know, I enjoy landscape design. I love working with Christian schools all over Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. I love this stuff. But it's one vision. These glasses have UV protection. UV. Everything I see, I want it to be UV. A united vision. Okay? UV. United vision. Got that on the way here. I love it. So what we need to do is just get the glasses on, okay? Get the glasses on. So when we go down and we come back up, we can see that there is power available from our God to live a new resurrected life. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you that you make your truth a clear picture. We're traveling through life. Many things come against us. Many things come against us. There's temptations. We don't have to yield to that anymore because that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. And He promises to quicken us so that we have victory. And Lord, there are many things that you have designed us to be, many facets to our lives. And they all come together in a united vision as we surrender them wholly to you. We thank you. And we praise you. And everybody who wants to walk in this truth said, amen. Amen. God bless.